Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Greetings once again, dear beloved family. Thank you for taking your Sunday and dedicating it to thank you for taking your Sunday and dedicating it to bettering yourself, to giving yourself a happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser opportunity to embrace new ways of approaching this experience. Welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. As you guys know, this is the show where we have dedicated our lives. We have dedicated every moment that we spend with ourselves and alone time with each other in ceremony, as a family, to doing whatever we can to live the happiest life. And why have we done that? Well, we've come to the conclusion that, you know, happiness really is, at the end of the day, what we all strive for. And obviously that sounds like a very broad and almost like, duh, well, obviously we strive for happiness. But if you break down the amount of time that you spend actually investing in your joy versus the amount of time that you spend investing in worry or any emotional coding that brings you out of your joy, most people would find that there is a disproportionate balance between the amount of energy that's being invested towards happiness versus the amount of energy that's being invested towards the opposite. Now, one of the things that we get a lot on Divine Mind Tribe, by the way, if you guys are first-time listeners or just came across us, feel free to join the platform on any and all social media platform. Instagram is our big one. You can just check us out, divine.mind.tribe. Twitter, Facebook, we got those two. What you'll find is we have created and we are continuing to expand upon and create a collective community of people that think and believe in the power of unity, a collective group and community of people, no matter where you are, who you are, when you were born, there's no discrimination in any way, shape, or form. There's only open arms and open hearts for everybody to participate in this energetic movement, in this energetic, wave of enlightenment, which the entire world is in the process of experiencing. So listen, guys, we are going to be experiencing some pretty gnarly things within the next couple years. If our world has already taken the powerful and somewhat of a violent shove and shift into the current status of being disturbed, of being worried, staying in fear, fear of getting sick or fear of a loved one getting sick or fear of there being, you know, angry protesters or whatever it might be, there's a lot of fear in the air. And then if you are one of the angry protesters, the reason why you're protesting is because you're fearful. And, you know, that's a way for you that is that energetic release, which is a cooperative component to the direct vibrational match of the level of pain in which you're experiencing. Now, we as people, this show is dedicated today to happiness, to maintaining happiness. Really, we've talked about thriving, we've talked about surviving, we've talked about the monetary aspects of what's going on. We've talked about the very probable concept of food shortage that's going to be released in the media, things that are going to be happening, a currency crisis, an economic crisis. All these things that make us feel like we're losing our grip, losing our grasp on life. When in reality, this is a reset. This is what we came here for. And a lot of people might not see it that way. And that's okay. You don't have to. This is an offering of, hey, maybe if you view it this way, you might feel a certain emotional shift into something that feels better than what you've been practicing. That's all this is about, is once again, offering tools, techniques, meditations, which is a tool and a technique, not just meditations, practices, just standing in nature. There's so many forms of meditating. It's not just, when I say meditation, I'm not just talking about, like, you know, sitting with your legs crossed and oming, which is a beautiful way to meditate, very powerful. But you can just stand outside, whether it's a balcony or a front yard, ground your feet, get your shoes off or your sandals off, take those socks off, just go barefoot straight into the grass or the dirt or the sand or wherever. It doesn't matter. As long as you're just getting your feet connected to the earth, right? This is something that's been actually scientifically proven to release oxytocin in the brain, to release serotonin, to release norepinephrine, to release dopamine. Just standing barefoot can release these chemicals. Another thing that releases chemicals, which control the states of euphoria, happiness, depression in our brain, is standing in the sun, getting enough sunlight. See, that's another part of this whole quarantine, guys. There, whether or not, it doesn't matter what belief system you choose to subscribe to. It doesn't matter. We're all in this together, right? We're all experiencing this collectively. Now, there's an individual consciousness, there's an individual reality, and then there's a collective consciousness and a collective reality. Now, the individual reality reflects the collective, but then the collective reflects back to the individual. So when you see examples of things in your life, we call it, if you are not familiar with what an archetype is, an archetype is the same model, the same vibrational signature, the same energy that continues to populate itself into your life, that you continue to manifest over and over and over again in different forms. It has different faces. It comes from different people, but it's the same type of energy. The classic explanation of what an archetype is, you know, if a man or a woman is going to, let's say, the same location over and over and over again. Let's say it's a bar, and they go to meet people, and you know, the classic psychological kind of saying of you know, if you're a woman and you continue to complain about the men that you manifest, and you keep going to the same places, you're like, it's the same man. You know, you may have heard women say that, or you may have heard men say the same thing. You know, it's the same type of girl. I keep manifesting the same type of girl. You know, one of my best and dear friends, him and I talk about all the time how, you know, in this life, one of his soul missions, if you will, one of the things that, you know, his soul has to grow in the areas and develop in is the type of partner, the type of, you know, female that he attracts. So he's been able to kind of take a step back and look at all the different archetypes that have manifested into his life. So it's the same woman in a different form with a different name. And you'll find that to be very common also, like that on the other end, but, you know, women complaining, oh, it's the same kind of guy. He just wants to sleep around and he says the right things. I give, you know, more of myself to him than I felt comfortable with after finding out that he doesn't want to pursue knowing me on an emotional level, right? So going back to the same place and expecting something different, that's called insanity, right? Doing the same thing and expecting different results, right? That's called insanity. So these archetypes that continue to show up in your life, and they're not just people, they're things too, right? Whether it's always a shitty car or always a really nice car, or there's always something with every space that you inhabit, every home that you may move to, there's a reoccurring theme or something, right? Every friendship that you have, or almost every, right? Or it doesn't have to be across the board, but it is a reoccurring theme. And there's many archetypes, and it's limitless, right? So for you to define these archetypes is of the utmost importance during this time, for you to be able to take a step back and say to yourself, wow, I realize that when I focus my thoughts on, ooh, I don't have enough money to get by, and my small business closed down, and I don't know what to do. And right now, you know, I mean, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. If you continue to repeat that list to yourself every single day, all you're going to do is reflect more of that back, right? Now, we all know this. For those of you that have listened before or understand this concept, you're like, yes, we understand. It's basic. It's 101. But I'm going to spit it very quickly and then loop it back around to the importance of the application of these very simple laws, laws of attraction, laws of vibration, laws of magnetism, and how to apply these things to make sure that you are doing things actively, consciously, deliberately, every single day, multiple times a day, which cater to living a happier, healthier, wealthier, and overall more abundant lifestyle, an abundance of love, an abundance of things to be grateful for, an abundance of people to be grateful for, an abundance of water, an abundance of nourishment, an abundance of cleanliness, an abundance of space, an abundance of grass, an abundance of fruits, vegetables, no matter where you might source them from. So these are the things to be grateful for, right? The abundance of meats, if you choose to eat meats, right? Thank you. Make sure you thank your meat. It changes the molecular structure. It really does. Dr. Masaru Emoto, he taught us through water. But water happens to be just one of the most malleable when observed, the molecular structure changes. But it's everything. It's everything in reality when observed, the molecular structure changes. So if you guys want to know more into that, you go ahead and Google search. We've done a show on it before, but you can Google search the observation experiment, right? Or molecules changing as observed. You can Google search anything like that. On top of the basic needs and necessities, right? If you're telling yourself every day that life is difficult, life is going to be difficult. So there's this other end of the stick, which is like, okay, I get the concepts. I understand the fundamental core behind. I get what I put my energy towards. It makes sense. I get it, Dave. But when I'm living in these conditions, how can I be so naive to just not be aware of the things that need tending to in my reality? If I need money, how can I say to myself, oh, I have money, life is good, don't worry? My response to you is you're going to have to find a way if you want to let it in, right? The people that are sharing this kind of information with you, we're just the messengers. You're the messenger. We are all messengers. There's nothing special about this information. There's nothing special about the people sharing this information. It's sacred information that has been hidden and suppressed throughout the years for the purpose of control, for the purpose of taking, essentially, and manipulating human consciousness. And that's for reasons that we don't even have time to, now that's a concept. Of course we have time. We always have time. But we choose not to get into those reasons today. Today is how to maintain your joy, right? By the way, if you guys want to email, I love the emails. Been getting some really cool stuff. Been connecting with some really beautiful people. Make sure to do so. DivineMindTribeOfficial@gmail.com. Once again, DivineMindTribeOfficial@gmail.com. All right. If you are just tuning in with us, we're talking about how to maintain your happiness. How to maintain a state of joy. What can I do on a day-to-day basis while being in a state of concern, while being in a state of discouragement, feeling like you have been somewhat beat down from the world, right? I mean, a lot of people are feeling that way. And you can't, I mean, gosh, you can't blame yourself. You can't blame. How do you not feel that way? Everybody is feeling this way and everybody has felt this way. Now it's up to us to do the work to move past these emotions. It's very easy to stay stuck. It's very easy to stay stagnant during times of turmoil and trial. And when I say trial, it's like our karma is being faced to us right now. We are having to deal with the stuff that we've suppressed for a long time. And so as long as we have the capability to humble up and just take responsibility, these opportunities are presenting themselves every single day. And you're going to see if you continue to deny the opportunities for transparency, if you continue to deny the opportunities for truth, your truth, the universe will make sure that it manifests in an even more potent and dense way. So get it out of the way when you can. When you are being presented with an opportunity to take the more difficult route, but you know that it's the right route to take, you got to take it. And if you don't, it's okay. That's fine. But just know that there's going to be another round. And you don't have to wait for that round. You can always come back. You know, whenever you gain the courage, you do it. So what is this? How is this applicable? What are we talking about in regards to this trial and karma and then the relationship to that with happiness? Well, when we have suppressed energy, when we have unfinished business, and we have not forgiven the people that have caused us pain, or that we have caused pain to, if we have not forgiven ourselves for causing pain, if we have not taken responsibility for at least understanding that we do transmute and receive energy, and we are transmitters, receiving and transmitting mechanisms. And what we choose to focus our energy towards is how we receive and transmit. And then what we transmit, we receive. If we could just take responsibility for that aspect, life will change a lot. If you can forgive your father for whatever he may have done, or you can forgive your mom for whatever she may have done, like Tony Robbins, for example, some people really like him, some people really don't. It doesn't matter. This is just an example. He had an abusive mother, and like a really abusive mother, like someone that, you know, she would beat the poop out of him. I mean, really, like beat him to shit. And it's really sad, actually. Here's the thing. He's like, it's not sad. It's not sad at all. It made me who I am. And I forgave her and I thanked her, because it made me strong. Now, it sounds typical. It sounds cheesy. The classic, like, you know, oh, you know, had a hard upbringing, but turned your life around and made it in a positive. But it's a real thing. That's how you do it. It's cheesy for a reason. Usually the things that are stereotypes for a reason. It's because they do align with each other. You hear the stereotypical, you know, whether it's an actor, an actress, or a musician. Right. No matter what industry, I mean, real estate, it could be anybody developing, web design, printing, construction, whatever it is, woodwork, whatever it is, there's going to be a handful of people, if not more than a handful, that have found a way to channel their pain into creative energy and live a really joyful and happy life, regardless of the global condition, which leads us into healing the pain. So heal the pain, guys. Do the work to release the energy to heal whatever pain might be lingering. We're being asked to level up. We're being asked on a soul level, on a deeper level than just this physical realm that you can hear, smell, taste, and touch, right? And see. There's more than the five senses. There's more than the five senses. There is a quantum entanglement with this physical reality. And when you open yourself up to understanding or perceiving on deeper levels what your relationship with this quantum entanglement is really, you are your reality. You know, at the end of the day, you could listen to all the great teachers and all the great masters, but nothing is going to give you the lessons that you need to learn in life unless it's coming from your experience directly. So these teachers and these beautiful speakers, whether it's like, you know, an Abraham Hicks, she's great. Bashar, he's amazing. Whether it's a Dr. Wayne Dyer or a Dr. Joe Dispenza or a Drumbelow, Melchizedek, any of these wonderful speakers of today, right? That talk about the power of the present, the power of now, the power that you hold being in alignment with that God source, that wholeness of who you are, right? I want to thank you, listeners, for being so compassionate and understanding. As we are in a quarantine, I do have my 2.5-year-old daughter grabbing at the door of the home studio here. So You know what? It gives you an organic, homey vibe. You know, it's like you're hanging out at the house. And daddy's doing his radio show, and mommy's trying to keep baby quiet, and she's doing an amazing job. Shout out to mommies. Shout out to all the mommies of the world. We love you so much. Wow. So much love to the moms. Very, very blessed. And shout out to this mommy in the house. Thank you, my beloved, for being so wonderful. So focusing on joy, making this experience actually somewhat like an exciting adventure, more of this something to look forward to, more of, you know, ooh, let's see how this unfolds while we play with our power to manipulate our realities to our choosing. Ooh, this is really fun. Let's explore our ability to increase our deliberate focus on joy, to increase our deliberate dedication to doing and practicing whatever is necessary to be happy, to be healthy, to be wise, to learn together, to grow together, to earn together, to become and create something greater together. Unity brings joy. One of the things that you guys may have heard of, may have seen a bit of, is for the very first time since, gosh, I mean, if you really think about it, the first time in a very long time, community gardens are becoming a thing, which is awesome. I highly suggest if you have the capability of hopping on the internet and looking for, a community garden, something that you can contribute to in your community in regards to producing food and resources to look into during these times, right? These are the things that are going to produce joy, right? It's about getting excited about the potentials of these times, not so much worrying about them, more so getting excited, knowing that there is something greater waiting on the other side of your decision to do the work to be a happy person. And it's difficult. Oh my gosh. See, this is why we do these shows, guys, is because we know how difficult it is to maintain a state of joy, to maintain a state of happiness during these times. I mean, really, we're talking about some really difficult stuff. Some things that are, to say the very least, first timers in this life. Definite first time in this life. For any of us to experience anything to the degree in which we're experiencing. So we need to, now more than ever, this one I say, now more than ever, we've got to do the work to make sure that we are being deliberate about our joy, that we are being deliberate about our happiness. No one is going to be deliberate about your joy for you. Do you know what I mean? Nobody is going to be deliberate about making sure that you're happy except for you. And to do that, and this is the work, right? If you can learn to get happy and to assist those around you in maintaining a state of joy, then you will be able to move and shake the ground, the very ground that you walk on. Because having the ability to control consciousness, having the ability to to control your thoughts, to actually have actively done the work and participated in doing whatever is necessary to make sure that you're staying in alignment, you're staying in alignment with those higher vibrational states, which do allow you the ability to feel happier, healthier, wealthier, more in alignment with your joy. So we can talk about how important it is all day long, right? We all get that it's very important. We all get the velocity of what we're dealing with here. It's everything that's happening around us is happening for the sole purpose of us learning how to operate in a state of compassion, in a state of consistency, consistency with being okay and surrendering to knowing that everything is going to be okay, right? That's the kind of alignment that's necessary. And to do that, right? So we'll recap. Number one, take responsibility, right? Take responsibility for the aspects of your life that you maybe have been suppressing. Take responsibility for forgiving yourself, forgiving anybody in your life, no matter what they have done, no matter how terrible or, I know it sounds crazy to think, ooh, just forgive this person, you know, for doing something terrible to me or terrible to someone that I love or a group of people that I love, whatever it might be. We've got to find a way to let the anger go. Got to find a way to let the pain go, because the anger roots directly from pain. And that's not fun. That's not fun at all. The anger and pain is completely, they're one. They're correlated in every way. So when you let the anger go and let the pain go, then what you're left with is an opportunity for joy, an opportunity for you to embrace for the very first time unconditional compassion for the sake of your livelihood, for the sake of your sanity and the sanity of those around you. We have literally gotten to a point where people are going so wild over, you know, worrying intensely, worrying with oh my gosh, worrying with potential to worry even more. That's what's going on, is they're perpetuating these seeds of worry and fear and doubt. And they, what, who's they? They is, think of Star Wars. Star Wars is a real thing. Like, you know, call me crazy. That's fine. I don't care. Star Wars is a real thing. Like galactic wars, galactic treaties, other beings from, you know, parallel realms and dimensions, like the light, the dark, high vibration, low vibration. A Jedi is simply like a bodhisattva. That's it. A Jedi is someone that has chosen the path of enlightenment and chosen the path of joy and chosen not to get swooped up into the darkness, right? Where the dark side, right? Like Darth Vader, right? The OG. I am your father. Like, it's the same shit that's going on here on Earth. we have a choice, the light side or the dark side. But one thing that we must remember is there is actually the light is the dark and the dark is the light. They work together. When I say light and dark, I'm saying do what you know is best for your heart and your soul. Do what you know you're being drawn to. And if you are being drawn to something else, if you are being drawn to doing something that is an immediate reaction, is something that you're not necessarily thinking too deeply into, you're not really calculating the situation, it's more of just an instinctual, bah, like, you know, if it's out of anger, if it's out of frustration, if it's out of resentment, if it's out of guilt, if it's out of some form of pain, some form of fear, right? Come back to that. Ask yourself, why would I react that way? What is my relationship with what's going on here, which is triggering me to react in such a way? Right? So that's a whole part of taking responsibility. Unity, finding people to unify with. Oh man, this is of the utmost importance. It really is. Finding people to unify with. Finding people of like mind. If you have a family and you know that every member of your family needs food at least minimum once, twice, preferably three or more times a day, whether it's a snack or a meal, right? Well, if you're worried at all about the global food situation, take it upon yourself to be self-sustainable. Practice self-sustainability. Take it upon yourself to join a community garden if you don't already have some space to plant your own, you know? Create a garden. What a wonderful place to start in doing something that will indefinitely bring you joy. Plant a garden. Tend to that garden. Make it as big as you possibly can, as delicious as you possibly can. Put your love into the soil, into the seeds, into the fruits, into the trees, into the birds, into the bees, into the mountains. You are everything in your surroundings, guys. The more that you practice the gift of the present, being in this state, Abraham calls it being in the vortex. There's a lot of different names for it. Dr. Wayne Dyer calls it being in the space in between your thoughts, right? You're in this oneness with this greater power, this greater energy. That's like when the musician's on stage and he's not thinking about what chords he has to play or what lyric. It's just channeling through him. It's this electricity just channeling through her or him or whoever it may be. Just you see, you know, that same kind of energy and electricity. You could be in a garden. You can be just giving your gratitude, right, for having the land to even plant some seeds, watching your fruits grow. I mean, that's talk about a gift. And then you start getting into this joy. Then you start kind of getting into, it's a rhythm. It oscillates, of course, but it's a rhythm. You get into a rhythm. A rhythm of knowing when you're participating in things that makes you happy, brings you joy. And then a rhythm of knowing when you are not, and then what you can do in that moment to shift out of not being in a state of joy, right? So this is something that is absolutely essential to living in these times, living in these times, okay? Is knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have the power to control whatever it is that you choose to focus on. If there is something in your experience in this mayhem of our global situation that you feel is holding you back, if something was taken away from you, if someone was taken away from you, if no matter what, the situation, as painful as it could be, you can start today on doing the work to make yourself feel better. Forgiveness, unity, getting in touch with Mother Earth, getting in touch with nature. And then let's say you guys are worried fiscally, if you guys are worried monetarily, don't focus on not having it. That's just, I should say, this is the way to say it. Focus on having it. Focus on having it. Focus on activating the emotion of what it feels like to have it. If you've had it before, it's not the thing that gives you the emotion. And it took me like kind of a minute to actually grasp and understand this concept. Actual things that we get that are triggering these emotions of ecstasy and joy and freedom and prosperity, right? If you manifest freedom units for yourself, you feel the sense of like a weight off your shoulders. You feel you know everything's okay. You know everything is operating in alignment. No matter what's going on in the world, everything's okay. No matter what's going on in the world, you're operating in alignment with your highest potential, with your highest joy. And that's exactly what you're meant to be doing in that moment, at that time. So getting in this flow, representing your joy, honoring your joy. These are things that we forget to do. If you are looking for a platform to be a part of, and you actually want to participate in a community of people that are all about health and wellness and joy and assisting one another and creating tribe-like communities. Now, I'm not talking about like hippie communes and stuff, and I'm not putting those down either. Hey, if you're whoever's into whatever, that's fine. That's cool. Whatever makes the person happy is awesome. But what we're talking about is constructive thinking, bringing like-minded thinkers together for the purpose of constructing and creating a more beautiful world. Right? That's why there are engineers that are woke. And when I say woke, I mean understanding the importance of seizing. That's why there are people that love to build. That's why there are people that love to code, because you need applications to build certain things. And you bring these things together and you can create anything. You know, the one reason why the powers that be have been the powers that be for so damn long is because they refuse to not stand in unity. You know, you think these news corporations are owned by different people or different umbrella corporations. They're not. It's all the same thing. It's one big theatric form of manipulation. And I was listening to this great speaker. His name's Ralph Smart. His YouTube channel is Infinite Waters. He's quite a well-known speaker for, you know, this millennial generation, if you will. But everybody will resonate with the information. It doesn't matter what generation you were born in. It's just everybody will resonate with the information. He's just kind of a bigger voice in that community. He said the other day on one of his videos, he goes, you know, these masks that we wear, they should basically be called government mandated muzzles, right? And then it's like, and they're affecting your breathing, and then it starts going into all this stuff. And, you know, these are things that we already know, and we know on subconscious levels. But when you think of that, just that concept, like this government mandated muzzle, it's a muzzle. They're shutting you up. They're covering you up. They're restricting your ability to breathe. Man, do the breath work. Breath work activates joy, activates serotonin, activates happiness. Do the breath work. Look up holotropic breath work. HOLOTROPIC. Holotropic breath work or holotropic breathing. Or just look up breath work. Holotropic is awesome. Takes you really deep. Do some of these exercises. Watch some of these YouTube videos. Practice. When you can expand your lungs, when you can open up certain pockets in your lungs that you didn't even know existed, and you can breathe deeper and heavier in a good way, but you're lighter, you add these expansive balloons into your, you activate spaces within your lung pockets that were not currently activated. And when you are capable of doing that, what happens, and you continue to do the breath work, is you breathe better, you feel better, you sleep better, you all of a sudden your body calibrates to wanting better and healthier foods. Breath is everything. You poop better. As silly as it said, and pooping is extremely essential. It's so important to poop, right? People don't want to talk about it, but it really is. All right. Compost is extremely important. It helps you release and just purge any toxins from your bodies better in a more effortless way. So do the breath work. Breathe, 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 breathe. Water. Drink as much water as you possibly can. Drink water. To the point where the process of releasing the water gets somewhat annoying, right? And as you continue to drink enough water, let's say you get up to like a gallon a day. That's a good place to be, is about a gallon a day. The urination process could be annoying, right? But hey, you're in quarantine, or if you're not, and if you are working, so what? You go to the bathroom a lot, okay? Just continue to drink water. Continue to practice the breath work. If you have to go to work, you have to wear a mask, or if you do actually, basically spend majority of your time at home and you don't have to wear a mask because, you know, you're indoors, you practice breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, or just like quick through the nose. There's this thing called a breath of fire, this four-step breath. Put your tongue on your top two teeth and you breathe powerfully through your nose, but you breathe with your gut pushing out. So gut out when you breathe in, it's like gut out, gut in. So it's like you're pushing a balloon out. But then you do it really quick. You do that for 5 minutes straight. You have no idea the type of energy that you start producing in your body. It's ecstatic. It's inspiring. It pulsates to you and through you with ease. It's like it's been there this whole time. It's like, wow, where have you been? Like, you've been here this whole time. I've missed you. It's this feeling of a recalibration with home, with this power. All right, guys, that's it for today's show. Listen, thank you for being your greatest self. Thank you for being your best self. Thank you for taking time to invest your energy in spending it with us here on LA Talk Radio, Divine Mind Tribe Radio on LA Talk Radio. We love you guys dearly. We appreciate you. Make sure to check out on Instagram at divine.mind.tribe. You can also email us with any questions or comments at divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. Love you guys dearly, and we will see you next Sunday. Peace. Woo!